And then, with the local recording having begun, then we go and we bring up our intro music. You know, we like that intro music. It's by a very talented man by the name of Scotty Jam Jam. And it goes a little something like this. As usual, 9:30 p.m. U.S. Eastern, when we usually do these things. So if you're listening at some other platform at some other time, I invite you to join us for the live program. We do this on Odyssey. We do it on Rumble. We do it on the radio players on the website. And so if you join us for the live show, then you can give us a call at 217-688-1433. And that'd be a great idea because, you know, I titled this episode today, It's You and the News. That's what this show is, really. It's you and it's the news. And if you don't have you, then, you know, it's like basically half a show. And so I'd invite you to give us a call at 217-688-1433 if you'd like to be on the program. And there's a few things going on in the news today. You know, I sent out the email earlier today with some of the headlines that I had on my radar. One just came across my radar just before I came on the air. I was like, hey, what has happened since I sent that email out? I haven't even read this yet, but it sounds interesting. DailyMail.com is reporting that AstraZeneca has admitted for the first time that its COVID vaccine can cause a rare side effect in tense legal fight with victims of defective jab. AstraZeneca has admitted in court for the first time that its COVID jab can cause a deadly blood clotting side effect. The exceedingly rare reaction. Yes, very rare. But when you give it to, you know, the entire world's population compulsorily, you know, you end up with some problems, I guess. The exceedingly rare reaction is at the heart of a multi-million pound class action. This is not a bunch of fat people. This is happening in England. By dozens of families who allege that they or their loved ones were maimed or killed by the pharmaceutical titan's defective vaccine. Lawyers representing the claimants believe some of the cases could be worth up to £20 million in compensation. Cambridge-based AstraZeneca, which is contesting the claims, acknowledged in a legal document submitted to the High Court in February that its vaccine, quote, can, in very rare cases, cause TTS. TTS is short for thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, a medical condition where a person suffers blood clots with a low platelet count. Platelets typically help clot the blood. And I'm going to ask you to pardon me for one. Never mind. Okay, good. Never mind. Platelets typically help to clot, help the blood to clot. The complication listed as a potential side effect of the jab has previously been called vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. AstraZeneca's admission could lead to payouts on a case-by-case basis. Although accepted as a potential side effect for 2 years, it marks the first time the company has admitted in court that its jab can cause the condition, the Telegraph reports. Taxpayers will foot the bill of any potential settlement because of an indemnity deal AstraZeneca struck with the government in the darkest days of COVID to get the jabs produced as quickly as possible while the country was paralyzed by lockdowns. Not a great deal. Hey, I got an idea. I'm going to go sell a product, but, you know, I have no idea if it's going to hurt these people. And the government's like, don't worry about it. You're allowed to hurt them. We hurt them all the time. Give them the drug. We'll lie about it. And then if you get sued, just we'll pay it. Okay? Try to put it off. Try not to admit what you did. But eventually, you know, it's just, it's inevitable, right? Taxpayers will foot the bill of any potential settlement because of an indemnity deal AstraZeneca struck with the government. The darkest days of COVID to get the jabs produced as quickly as possible while the country was paralyzed by lockdowns. That's that old problem reaction solution bit. You've heard of that before, right? Hey, we got this problem that the whole country's locked down, you see? And we need to fix that problem. So we're going to get this drug company to give drugs to all these people that are locked down. And somebody, you know, a reasonable person might turn around and be like, wait a second. Aren't they all locked down because you told them they couldn't leave their houses? And the government's like, shut up. Shut your lying, stinking conspiracy theorist mouth. How about you just let them go? No, we can't do that. We have to give them the drugs. Oh, it comes just days after the firm reported a revenue exceeding 10 billion pounds in the first quarter of 2024, a rise of 19%. Company officials stated it had enjoyed a very strong start to the year, I'll say. One of those seeking compensation for injuries linked to AstraZeneca's vaccine is father of two, an IT engineer, Jamie Scott. He was left with a permanent brain injury following a blood clot and the bleed on the brain after getting the vaccine in April of 2021. He has been unable to work ever since. He is one of 51 cases currently lodged in the High Court seeking damages estimated to be worth about 100 million pounds in total. On the revelation, Kate Scott, Mr. Scott's wife, said, quote, I hope their admission means we will be able to sort this out sooner than later. Yeah, I sure do, I'll say. We need an apology, fair compensation for our family and other families who have been affected. We have the truth on our side, and we are not going to give up. Sarah Moore, a partner at a law firm, Law Firm Lee Day, who is representing claimants against AstraZeneca, accused the company of using delaying tactics against the victims. She said, quote, regrettably, it seems that AstraZeneca, the government, and their lawyers are more keen to play strategic games or run up legal fees than to engage seriously with the devastating impact that their AstraZeneca vaccine has had upon the lives of our clients. AstraZeneca said in a statement, quote, our sympathy goes out to anyone who has lost loved ones or reported health problems. Patient safety is our highest priority, and regulatory authorities have clear and stringent standards to ensure the safety of all medicines, including vaccines. From the body of evidence in clinical trials and real-world data, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine has continuously been shown to have an acceptable safety profile, and regulators around the world consistently state that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks of extremely rare potential side effects. Yeah, that's what they all say, indeed. All of the regulators say that. Which is why nobody trusts them, right? We're like, yeah, well, you know, we're all for regulating the industry, but you guys are a bunch of crooks. Maybe we shouldn't have you do it. You gotta love that. Patient safety is our highest priority. No, it's not. And regulatory authorities, what you should say there is, well, we hold patient safety in high regard, but regulatory authorities, right? That's what you mean, right? It's not patient safety is our highest priority, and regulatory authorities have clear and stringent standards to ensure the safe use of all medicines, including vaccines. No, that's not the way that reads. It's a typo. What they mean is, hey, we take patient safety seriously, but regulatory authorities have clear and stringent standards to ensure that uses of the medicines are in league, are in line with party priorities, you see. From the body of evidence in clinical trials and real-world data, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine has continuously been shown to have a safety profile that is acceptable by politicians who have agendas other than your health. And regulators around the world consistently state that the benefits of vaccination for the politicians outweigh the risks to your health. Yeah, that's how, you know, if we just, that's, I'll tell you what, I'm going to work for the pharmaceutical industry. I'm going to help them write these statements out, and they're going to be coming out squeaky clean when I'm done with them. The new document submitted to the court marks a change of language from the previous AstraZeneca submissions made last year when it claimed that TSS couldn't be caused by its jab at a generic level. Oh, that's interesting. Can I do that when I go to court for, like, if I get prosecuted for another crime? Your Honor, you know, they might be saying that I did this thing, but on a generic level, no, not at all. do you plead guilty or not guilty? On a generic level, Your Honor, I plead not guilty. The new document submitted to the court marks a change of language from the previous AstraZeneca submissions made last year when it claimed that TSS couldn't be caused by its jab at a generic level. Its new submission also adds that the trigger that causes some people to suffer TSS from the AstraZeneca jab is unknown and can also occur in people independent of any vaccine. It claims, quote, causation in any individual case will be a matter for expert evidence. Yes, we got to get experts to decide. People like Anthony Fauci to tell you exactly what's going on. Get those experts right in there. Those guys know what they're talking about. You see, the same experts who told you that the vaccine was like the greatest thing ever, right? When you saw Democrat after Democrat after Democrat after Democrat go on Twitter and be like, I got COVID. It's so good that I have the protection of the vaccine. Otherwise, it'd be so much worse. You have all of them come in. Have all them come and testify as experts. Have Elizabeth Warren go up there and be like, I know that the vaccine is great. That's my Elizabeth Warren impression. I know it's a good one. I know the vaccine is great because when I took the vaccine and then I got COVID, I didn't even have to feel guilty about it at all. I shamelessly went on Twitter and told everybody that the vaccine was protecting me. I felt great. If I hadn't had the vaccine, you know, I couldn't have been attacking Republicans over vaccination all of the time. And that's what makes me feel good, you know, calling people Nazis. AstraZeneca denies its new submission represents a U-turn on acknowledging its jab can cause TSS. So the Daily Mail is apparently run by a bunch of dyslexic morons. Now, I understand that not everybody with dyslexia is a moron. I'm just calling these particular dyslexic people morons because they're going back and forth between calling it TTS and TSS. That's the text that I'm reading. It's not me being an idiot. That's what's going on the page of the DailyMail.com. AstraZeneca denies its new submission represents a U-turn on acknowledging its jab can cause TTS in court documents. Lawyers representing victims and families are suing AstraZeneca under the Consumer Protection Act of 1987. They argue the vaccine was a defective product that was not as safe as consumers generally were reasonably entitled to expect. AstraZeneca has strongly denied those claims. Health officials first identified cases of VITT linked to AstraZeneca's jab in Europe as early as March of 2021, just over 2 months after the vaccine was first deployed in the UK. However, it wasn't until April that year that evidence became clear enough that the jab started to be restricted. Officials first restricted the jab to only people over 30. Then they expanded this to only people over 40 in May of 2021. As the vaccine still worked against COVID. No, it didn't. It didn't. That was a long time ago that thing stopped working.
As the vaccine was still worked against COVID.
I got to say that in like a kooky voice so you know that I'm just reading propaganda, not trying to tell you lies.
As the vaccine still worked against COVID, it was
still deemed worth giving to older Brits who were at greater risk of death or injury from falling ill with the virus. Yeah, especially since they were a lot more likely to vote conservatively, right? Leftists hate old people. You know that, don't you? They're like, hey, I got an idea. Let's kill the old people. Kill them. Kill them. Just get them out of here. We'll sterilize the kids, and then we'll kill the old people, and then we'll just hang around. We'll just have a party until it's all over. About 50 million doses of the AstraZeneca jab were dished out in the UK in total. Official data shows at least 81 Brits have died from blood clot complications apparently linked to the AstraZeneca jab, according to figures collected by the UK's drug watchdog, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. A further unconfirmed number have been injured and/or disabled. Yes, an unconfirmed number. There's an unconfirmed number of perfectly healthy athletes who just dropped dead on the baseball field or whatever. They're just dropped dead while they were jogging down the street. Has nothing to do with the vaccine, you conspiracy monger, anti-Semite. What are you doing? Further COVID vaccine rollouts have either minimized the use of the AstraZeneca jab and or phased it out entirely in favor of mRNA alternatives like those made by rival pharma giants Pfizer and Moderna. With health officials not ordering any more doses, this effectively means the jab has all but been withdrawn in the UK. The risk of TTS following AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine is thought to be in the region of 1 in 50,000. However, AstraZeneca's jab is credited with saving some 6 million lives globally during the pandemic. You know that when you hear that number, that something's up, you know? I mean, it's less suspicious than hearing that 6 million died, you know? But if somebody tells you, oh, well, my vaccine saved 6 million lives, you know that's a dog whistle to liars. You know what I'm saying? Victims and families seeking compensation that Mail Online has spoken to staunchly insist they believe in the merits of vaccination for public good and aren't anti-vaxxers. You see that? We're not anti-vaxxers. We wouldn't dare utter skepticism of vaccines as a general matter. We just want this one particular thing to get us paid. The reasons why people are taking legal action are complex. Some who are severely disabled are facing huge ongoing medical costs, as well as being out of work. In some cases, their family members are also having to quit employment to provide them round-the-clock care. Others are, at least in part, pursuing the action as a way of seeking justice for either those who have lost their lives or have been completely upturned by their injuries. Part of the reason some are seeking action is due to what critics have labeled as the inadequate or arbitrary nature of the government's vaccine damage payment scheme. This policy, which has been around since the 70s, offers people or their families a tax-free sum of £120,000, though restrictions apply. It is only available to the family of those who died or those left, quote, severely disabled, defined as being at least 60% disabled based on evidence from a doctor because of a vaccine. Established back in 1979, the scheme is meant to reassure people that in the unlikely event something goes wrong, the state will provide support. In theory, it is meant to combat vaccine hesitancy and encourage the public to get jabbed from various pathogens to help protect the nation from disease. But critics have said the scheme is arduous, stingy in terms of total amount payout, and cruel in its 60% disability threshold that leaves people less severely injured with nada. As it is not compensation, people who take the payment are still entitled to take legal action against a vaccine manufacturer if they choose, as some people affected by the AstraZeneca jab are. Campaigners hope that the attention brought by the AstraZeneca case will spark a much-needed rethink of how the government's vaccine-injured and bereaved are supported. If Brits are left destitute from vaccine-derived injuries, experts fear this will fuel vaccine hesitancy in the future, risking public health from a variety of preventable diseases. It could also leave people vulnerable to a potential future pandemic from a novel virus if some refuse the jabs out of fear that they or their families could be left financially ruined if something goes wrong. Mrs. Scott is one of the critics of the system. previously saying, quote, even if we do get the 120,000 pound payment, it's still not enough to keep us going forever. And it's insulting considering what Jamie has been through. Another of those pursuing action against AstraZeneca is Melly Stewart, who was enjoying standing ovations in Belfast for her role in the musical Kiss Me, Kate. But after suffering a devastating stroke, the 42-year-old struggles to put a sentence together, speaking only slowly and grieving for the successful stage career she has lost. Ms. Stewart is taking AstraZeneca to court with husband Ben Lewis, saying they felt misled by the government over the jab safety. Though having suffered greatly, she was and continues to be a staunch and proud advocate for vaccination, having gone on to receive another non-AstraZeneca COVID vaccine since her injury. Isn't that a great thing? Now you know that she's a moral person. Now you know that she's a true, decent, stand-up British citizen. Because although she knows that the AstraZeneca vaccine killed and injured dozens of people and, you know, hundreds more unconfirmed, you say? She's like, I love vaccination. Just give me another COVID shot. I just don't want the one from them, okay? And if you'd listened to me for any period of time, you know this already, that I'm not some, like, anti-vaccine paranoiac, okay? I actually got kind of annoyed with some of the people when I got out of prison who were like, oh, you know, this, that, and a third about the COVID vaccines. Because I'm like, you know, okay, the vaccine doesn't work. Like, it's obvious that the vaccine doesn't work. It's not obvious that the vaccine never would work, right? It was never like, oh, the vaccine's obviously nonsense. It's not Donald Trump created the vaccine to kill you for the people he works for or whatever. Nonsense. That crazy stuff. The mRNA technology is not a novel idea, right? People have been working on that for a long time. And the theory behind the vaccine is a sound one. The problem that we figured out, like, within days, like, the theory was well understood. It was well understood as a theory that, you know, what you would have is, and Anthony Fauci actually said this, the problem with creating a vaccine is you have to be careful that you don't develop a super bug by vaccinating against it, okay? And that's exactly kind of like what they did, in a sense, with the spike protein, right? You make the body resistant to the spike protein by telling the body to create the spike protein. And then sure enough, you do that to a large enough segment of the population, and then you just end up with a virus with a different spike protein because the virus is constantly mutating. And that's when you say, okay, this isn't going to work, let's stop. But they didn't stop, right? They didn't stop. They just kept going. And they just, as a matter of fact, they didn't just keep going. They kept on getting crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier and more extreme, right? When was, you know, I watched this whole thing happen on TV, right? You know, Anthony Fauci goes on, I think it was Neil Cavuto where I saw him say this, talking about wearing two or three masks. Multiple masks? Are you crazy? And now, you know, you still have people today. You see them in their car sometimes, right? You ever see somebody alone in their car wearing a mask? That person's crazy, you know? That person's nuts. There are other people who are less nuts, right? You know who I see wearing masks in Manchester, New Hampshire on a regular basis? People who are very obviously up to no good, right? People who you can tell from other aspects of what they're doing, who are trying not to be identified by police because they're dealing drugs or stealing or whatever it is that they're doing, right? I told you before, I live in a place that was once very nice and it's been destroyed by refugee resettlement and the federal government trying to change the demographics. And so you have this large segment of the population here that are criminals. And they're pretty easily to identify. You can see, oh, those are the criminals. But what the criminals do, they're like, it's fine if you know that I'm a criminal. I don't mind. That's okay. Whatever. I just don't want you to get me arrested. So I want to cover my face. And so they have masks. And they use the masks to commit crimes. And the Democrats, they like that. They like that a lot, you know. And they like the vaccines, too. Not because they're effective. 217-688-1433. You like to be on the program. Program, I should say. And the more you talk, the less I have to. So please give us a call. And so speaking of lawsuits, you know, Democrats, they like lawsuits. They're big on the whole, you know, they don't like laws, but they love, like, abusing court systems, right? It done that to me a couple times. And so lawyers for Hunter Biden say they are imminently about to sue Fox News. A letter obtained by NBC News says action is pending because of Fox's alleged conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light. Lawyers for Hunter Biden plan to sue Fox News, quote, imminently, according to a letter sent to the network and obtained by NBC News. The letter, dated April 23rd, puts Fox News Channel and Fox News Digital on notice for litigation claims arising from the network's alleged, quote, conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light, the unlicensed commercial exploitation of his image, name, and likeness, and the unlawful publication of hacked, intimate images of him. Hacked? Oh, you're talking about his laptop. The laptop that he supposedly left at the crackpot Apple fixer, the Paul Mac Isaac or whatever, right? Is that was I may might not be I don't know. Biden has hired attorney Mark Garagos and his attorney and his firm to represent him in the Fox litigation efforts. The letter is the second outreach to Fox this month. An earlier letter was hand-delivered to Fox's counsel 2 weeks ago, and the network asked for more time to respond, according to a source familiar with Biden's legal efforts. The network has not responded yet to the letter sent April 23rd, which included a Friday evening, April 26th deadline to respond, according to Garagos. The letter is signed by Tina Glandian, a partner at Garagos & Garagos working on the case. Pardon me just a second. I got to go fix something behind my damn screen. Be right back. 217-688-1433. You'd like to be on the program. Fox News did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The new threat of litigation comes almost a year after Fox News agreed to pay almost $800 million to Dominion Voting Systems to settle the defamation claims related to Fox's airing of election fraud claims in the 2020 election. Fox News also agreed to a $12 million settlement with a former employee who alleged she was pressured to provide misleading information as part of the Dominion case. Fox is currently facing a $2.7 billion lawsuit brought by Smartmatic, another voting system company. That was the focus of Fox News coverage, as well as suits brought by shareholders against directors of the company for allowing the channel to air allegations during its 2020 election coverage. Fox said in its latest financial disclosures that it will contest the lawsuits, but acknowledges that there could be a material adverse impact on the company's business and financial position. The plan for Hunter Biden to pursue legal action against Fox News has been in the works for over a year. According to sources familiar with Biden's legal efforts, and was inspired in part by the success of the Dominion lawsuit and the ongoing Smartmatic lawsuit. The effort took on new importance with the revelations that the bribery allegations cited on air originated from the FBI informant Alexander Smirnov, who was indicted by special counsel David Weiss in February. In a statement, Garagos said, for the last 5 years, Fox News has relentlessly attacked Hunter Biden and made him a caricature in order to boost ratings and for its financial gain. The recent indictment of FBI informant Smirnov has exposed a conspiracy of disinformation that has been fueled by Fox
enabled by their paid agents and monetized by the Fox Enterprise, we plan on holding them accountable. Yeah, I bet you do. Hunter Biden has been the focus of Fox News coverage for the last several years because he's a crackhead criminal. That's not what they said in NBC, by the way. I just ad-libbed a bit. A review of the network transcripts by the group Media Matters cites at least 13,440 mentions of Hunter Biden since January of 2023. Biden's legal team believes the number of mentions over many years makes the potential case as significant, if not more so, than the Dominion case, according to sources familiar with the legal strategy. The Biden letter specifically cites Fox's advancement of bribery allegations by Smirnoff, who was indicted in February on charges of making false statements about the Bidens to the FBI. Quote, Smirnoff and the post-indictment revelations basically closed the loop on the conspiracy, Garagos told NBC News. The letter alleges that Fox News knew that the bribery allegations were unverified at the time, but continued to report that the source was highly credible and demands corrections and retractions, including on-air statements by television hosts, including Sean Hannity, Jesse Waters, and Maria Bartiromo, to inform their viewers on air that they have been sharing a debunked allegation from a source who has been federally indicted. The letter also alleges that Fox's airing of intimate images belonged to Hunter Biden that his lawyers claim were, quote, hacked, stolen, and/or manipulated. Violates Biden's civil rights as well as copyright law. Much of the letter is focused on a six-part mock trial titled The Trial of Hunter Biden that aired in October 2021, described by Fox as what a trial might look like if Biden was charged with FARA or bribery charges, neither of which Biden has been charged with. While using certain true information, the series intentionally manipulates facts, distorts the truth, narrates happenings out of context, and invents dialogue intended to entertain. Thus, the viewer of the series cannot decipher what is fact and what is fiction. The letter demands that the series be removed from all streaming services. This new litigation push comes as Biden prepares for a summer of criminal trials. His first trial on gun charges in Delaware starts June 3rd. His tax case is expected to go to trial in August. That's pretty funny. Do you think Fox News will settle this? While using certain true information, the series intentionally manipulates facts, distorts the truth, narrates happenings out of context, and invents dialogue intended to entertain. Thus, the viewer of the series cannot decipher what is fact and what is fiction. This sounds like every single newscast that has ever been made. At least the Fox News Channel, or the Fox Nation streaming service, I should say, you know, had the decency to say, hey, this is our fake trial of Hunter Biden. Well, we're making this up. It's all fake, okay, guys? This is just a mock trial. We're going to pretend that we're putting this guy on trial. We're going to pretend that we have rules of evidence, and we're going to say a bunch of nonsense on a paying subscribers-only streaming service for your entertainment. Pretty sure this is what they do on every newscast. And I'll tell you what, I'm gonna call it a night. I'm having a little bit of trouble here. You might notice I have to keep on clearing my throat for one. And I'm also having, like, have a dental problem, frankly, that's causing my teeth to scrape against my tongue, and it is making it hard for me to talk. And so I'm going to tune out. I'm going to shut it down. Thank you very much for those of you who tuned in. We'll be back Wednesday for the member show. Friday, cursing up a storm with the Radical Agenda. Have yourselves a wonderful evening and good night.